Japanese.
Power.
你好，香港、澳门、大陆。
Japanese class 101.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Absolute Beginner Season 1, Lesson Number 10. I'm Matt.
大家好 ，I'm Nicole.
In this lesson, we're going to learn how to make suggestions.
And this conversation takes place on the street.
It's between two friends.
So they're speaking casual Cantonese, as always.
Okay, let's take a listen to today's dialogue.
我们怎么去啊？
搭巴士。
不如搭地铁。
都得。
One more time, a bit slower.
我们怎么去啊？
搭巴士。
不如搭地铁。
都得。
And now, with the English translation.
我们怎么去？
How do we get there?
搭巴士。
Let's take the bus.
不如搭地铁。
How about taking the subway?
都得。
Both are okay. Alright, now, this conversation I've used quite a bit.
Well, you use all of our lessons quite a bit.
That's true, but that's only because they're helpful.
And they're simple.
In this lesson, we have vocabulary for taking various forms of transportation.
That you're going to hear and use all the time.
And you can start using them right away.
Right, let's get right to our vocab.
Okay, what's the first word, Nicole?
And now, the vocab section.
Dab.
Which means to take.
Dab. Dab. Dixie.
Taxi.
Dixie. Dixie. Che.
Car.
车车巴士
bus
巴士巴士地铁
subway
地铁地铁飞机
Airplane
飞机飞机不如
How about?
不如不如下次
Next time
下次下次都得
They're both okay.
都得都得
All right, Nicole, let's take a closer look at the usage of some of our vocabulary words and phrases from this lesson.
Sure, the first word is 搭
To take, but only when it applies to transportation.
Right. 搭
To take.
When you say 搭, remember that it ends with a glottal P, so the ending sounds just like the English word tap. You see, 搭
All right, can we hear it one more time for the listeners?
搭
Now, this is a general verb for all forms of transportation.
Yes, you can 搭 taxi, 搭 car, 搭 ship, 搭 boat, 搭 airplane, 搭 all kinds of transportations.
So we can also 搭 bus.
That's right. That's in our dialogue too. 搭巴士
To take the bus.
搭巴士
And in Cantonese, it sounds just like the English word for bus.
Yep. 巴士
There's another word that also sounds familiar to its English name.
Ah, Dixie.
That's right. Taxi.
Dixie.
Taxi. Now, how about subway? Does subway sound similar?
What do you think?
Well, not really. So literally, this means underground steel.
Dated.
Subway. So when we say we're going to take a type of transport, we can say the verb
搭,
and then the type of transport.
Right, like 搭巴士,
to take the bus,
搭的士,
to take the taxi.
We have another way of saying this, 搭的.
Now this one's shorter, and I like short,
搭的,
to take the taxi.
Or we can say 搭地铁,
to take the subway.
都得.
That means that'll also work.
都得.
Or it can mean they both will work.
Yep, 都得 can mean both things because 都 means also and both, and 得 means to work. So 都得 can mean they'll also work or they both work.
So because the transportation system in Hong Kong is so developed, pretty much any mode of transportation will work.
That's right. Anyway, 都得 or 点都得.
Deem, is this the same deem that's used in dim sum?
Yep. The same 点, 点都得, whatever works, 点都得.
Great, now let's move on to our grammar section.
It's grammar time!
Alright, now let's move on to our grammar section. We'll talk about how to make suggestions.
Okay, now the word for suggestion is 不如.
It means, how about?
不如. You, but you.
How about? It literally means not as.
Right, but you.
So we're actually saying that your idea is not as good as the one I'm going to propose.
Yeah, but it's less rude than it sounds. But you, it's actually really common and laid back.
That's right. So in the dialogue, we heard
不如搭地铁,
which means how about we take the subway?
不如搭地铁.
He's suggesting that they take the subway. So whenever you want to suggest anything, just put your suggestion after the word but you.
Right. 不如搭飞机.
How about we take the airplane?
不如搭的士.
How about we take the taxi?
不如打的.
I remember that. That's the other way of saying taking the cab.
Yeah. 打的. Now, Matt, let's do a quick review of some really useful words that we've learned in previous lessons, okay?
Good idea. This will really help the users commit the words to long-term memory.
Okay. 不如这个.
How about this one?
不如那个.
This one means, how about that one?
不如吃野.
How about eating?
不如一起吃野.
How about eating together?
不如我们一起吃野?
Wow, it's starting to get longer here. How about let's eat together?
Not bad. So you can see the suggestions following 不如. It can be a verb, a noun, or a sentence, anything.
All right, that's pretty easy. So our listeners can just stick in whatever comes to their mind. What about shrimp dumplings, Nicole?
不如虾饺.
And of course, the response to that suggestion would be
好啊.
And that's a yes, great, or sounds good.
Right, 好啊. Or you can say 都得.
Which means that'll also work, or both okay.
Yeah, and you can always add a 啊 to the end. It sounds like 都得啊.
That's right. Now, what if somebody doesn't agree with your suggestion? Are you thinking about it, or is that the response? That's right, that's the universal response when you don't agree with somebody's suggestion. You just pretend that you're thinking about it and make the hmm sound.
Yeah, or after a long period of pondering, you can say 下次啊,
which means maybe next time.
下次啊,
maybe next time. That's a polite way to say no.
Right, 下次啊.
Alright, to sum up, in this lesson, we learned how to say... Alright, to sum up, in this lesson, we learned ways to say how to take different forms of transportation.
Right, like 搭巴士, to take the bus.
We've also learned how to make suggestions.
不如凤爪, how about chicken feet?
And we've also learned, more importantly, how to say no to chicken feet.
下次啊?
Next time.
Right.
And that's our lesson for today. Do we have anything else, Nicole?
Yes. Before we go, we are going to tell our listeners how to test themselves.
That's right. To make today's vocabulary stick, our listeners can use the lesson-specific flashcards located in the Learning Center.
There's a reason everyone uses flashcards.
That's right. It's because they work.
They really do help memorization.
You can get the flashcards for this lesson at
CantoneseClass101.com.
All right, everybody. Thanks for tuning in. We'll see you next time.
See you.
我们怎么去啊？
搭巴士。
不如搭地铁。
都行。